The Discovery, Chapter 3, A Rude Awakening. Midnight walked down the stairs, her coat now clean and shiny. She walked into her medical closet and began to withdraw her equipment, ensuring to read over each label carefully. She pulled out a large crate and opened it. Her old uniform graced her eyes with its pristine shine and well-fitted seams. She set it down to the side as gently as she could and continued her search. After several seconds of digging, she found her medical books. Skimming through her books on the subject of surgery, she came across a book titled,
Surgical Studies and Medicinal Practice.
She plopped the book down onto the ground and opened it to the correct page she had bookmarked many years ago.
General anesthetic dosage size and species charts.
Setting the book down, Midnight scanned the room for a suitable substitute for the generic anesthetic. Cursing under her breath, she realized that she had none. She wasn't running a hospital after all. In fact, she could get in a lot of trouble for any of the medical supplies that she had tactically acquired through her years as a medic. Looking over the room once more, she saw a bag of liberated morphine. She vaguely remembered reading a study on morphine acting as a sedative. Only about 52% of ponies it was tested on actually went to sleep, but time was running out and so were her options. The good news was that the creature was already asleep, all she had to do was keep it asleep. Returning to her book, she flipped through more pages until she arrived at the page that she wanted. After 5 years of being a medic, she practically knew every line by heart.
Morphine dosage size and species charts.
Scanning through the lines, Midnight found yet another problem. She had no idea how much the creature could take, or if it could take any at all. As it was, she had little time to worry about that and began reading through the page. The alien was a bit larger than a fully grown stallion overall, so maybe just enough to keep a stallion sedated. Then again, it might be a good idea to go with less, in case the morphine doesn't have the desired effect. Finally finding a compromise in her head, Midnight grabbed enough morphine to sedate a fully grown mare, along with some other supplies, and threw them into the bag.
It just has to be enough to keep it under while I work,
she thought to herself. She walked into her guest room, and was relieved to find that the alien hadn't moved, and was still breathing. Making her way over to the bed, Midnight brought the morphine up to the IV cable and began injecting the drug into its bloodstream. As if the creature wasn't at peace already, it seemed to relax even more upon the drug entering its system. The already negligible amount of tension in its muscles faded away entirely, leaving the creature in a peaceful sleep. The faintest smile could be seen on its lips as it relaxed so completely that the only sign of life was its slow and steadying breathing.
Okay, that has gotta be the cutest face I've ever seen.
Pleased with the response and lack of death happening in our makeshift hospital, Midnight got to work. She levitated an apron and a surgical mask out from the bag that she had brought the morphine in. She didn't have a full pair of scrubs, but then again, she wasn't really a doctor either. Covering her front with the apron and sliding the mask onto her face, she began to levitate more tools out of her bag. A scalpel, surgical shears, and a lot of surgical gauze were quickly but neatly arranged onto the desk to Midnight's right as she set to work. An exhausted Midnight wiped the last few beads of sweat from her brow as she finished wrapping the last of the gauze on the alien's head. She tiredly turned her head to see the clock on the dresser behind her. 3 hours had passed since she made her first incision. The surgery had gone very well considering the different anatomy and risks associated with working on an alien. There was a 9-inch steel rod coated in blood laying on a rag in the middle of the room. The alien had been incredibly lucky the rod had missed any bones, veins, or arteries. Removing the impalements had proven to be difficult, but not at all impossible. In fact, Midnight was startled by how similar the creature's body was that of a pony's. Granted, the structure was different on just about everything, but the similarities were there for sure. Bones in the same place, tendons, muscles, even its blood was the same color. It seemed to breathe oxygen, so its blood most likely functioned the exact same way as a pony's too.
And here I thought aliens would have bright green blood or something like that.
Midnight tiredly observed the aftermath in the room. It looks like a war zone. Blood on the bedsheets, dirt here and there, the floor littered with medical tools and bloody rags. Midnight's apron was smeared with blood across the front from when she had tiredly pulled the metal rod out, and some blood splattered onto her. Her mane was disheveled and messy again, and her coat had many bloodstains soaked into it. A lesser mare would have been queasy, or just downright sick, but Midnight was used to getting dirty though. She knew that as long as the patient lived, it didn't matter if she was completely covered in blood, dirt, or anything else. She checked on the alien's pulse again.
Okay, that's about 50 BPM,
Midnight said to herself.
By pony standards, you're doing great. I just hope that it's the same for your race.
Seeing as there was nothing more that she could do, Midnight retrieved her supplies and rags. Once she had all of her equipment and her magical aura, she left the room, careful not to disturb the sleeping form of the alien on her way out. Midnight made her way to the back door of the house, quickly looking both ways in case of any spying eyes. She moved to the trash can and threw the used medical supplies away. She made sure to wrap her bloodied apron and mask together in the bag to create the most compact form possible before pushing it to the very bottom of the trash can underneath the rest of the trash. With the evidence now disposed of, Midnight proceeded back inside, making sure to lock the door behind her. No such thing as being too careful when you have a secret as big as an alien in your house. Walking back towards the guest room, Midnight passed a mirror and stopped in her tracks. She looked like she had been through the meat grinder a few times. Tired bags under her eyes reminded her that she hadn't slept in over 24 hours. Coming to the sudden realization, Midnight decided it was time for one more shower and then some well-deserved rest. Midnight began the slow trek up the stairs to her not-so-unused shower and warm, cozy bed. The sheets were silk, soft as a newborn foal's flanks. She always made an effort to keep her bed clean and soft. Sleep was her favorite part of the day, after all. Each step felt like a monstrous feat. Midnight's tired legs protested the whole way up, ignoring her promises of just a few more steps. Finally, she reached the top of the mountainous elevation and tiredly entered her bathroom. Finding herself too exhausted to care about using a clean towel, Midnight simply levitated her pre-used towel from the laundry hamper in the next room and brought it to the bathroom. The ocean blue glow creating the only light in the dark hallway. Midnight ordinarily wouldn't shower in the dark, but in her tired state, she just couldn't bring herself to care. Setting the towel down on the counter, she wheeled her shaky legs into the shower and turned the water on. Midnight rotated the knob until the water was hot and rested her head against the tile wall while the hot water rinsed her go clean of the foreign blood. The half-dried life fluid slowly seeped down her coat as the water wicked it away. A metallic smell filled the damp air and the clear running water under her hooves turned a sickly crimson. Leaning her head back, Midnight slightly winced as the steaming hot water poured onto her face and permeated through her mane. She could feel the events of the last 3 hours wash away from her body. The sweat, the blood, the stress, they all disintegrated under the scalding waterfall descending on her fatigued form. After 10 minutes of simply enjoying the relaxing water, Midnight started to doze off. Leaning to one side, she closed her tired eyes, and the soft pitter-patter of the falling water tried to lull Midnight to sleep. Unfortunately, ponies are not meant to sleep standing up. Midnight teetered to the side far enough to completely fall over. A surprised yelp escaped her mouth as she reached for anything to slow her descent, finding only the shower curtain there to offer support in her time of need. Unfortunately, fate had cruel intentions for the poor unicorn mare, and the shower curtain ripped in half under her weight as she fell out of the shower. Gravity dropped her unceremoniously onto her side, and the shower curtain lazily fell on top of her tired form a second later. "Ugh," Midnight groaned. Slowly removing the torn shower curtain from herself, Midnight rose to her hooves and checked the damage. All the hooks keeping the shower curtain hanging had been ripped through the waterproof material. Midnight sighed and added,
"Buy a new shower curtain,"
to her mental checklist for later. Feeling sleep tugging at her mind once more, Midnight reached into the shower and turned the water off. Turning on her hoof, she grabbed the still slightly damp towel off of the counter and began drying herself. After she removed as much of the water from her coat as she could, Midnight shook the rest of the water off, like a dog having just received a much unwanted bath. Water droplets flew in every direction, and the once neat bathroom now looked like a war zone for an army equipped with super soakers. Finally feeling dry again, or at least not very damp, Midnight walked out of the bathroom and into her bedroom. She didn't even bother to turn on any lights along the way. She wouldn't need them where she was going. Finding her bed in the dark, Midnight slid her hoof along its satin silk sheets and let out a small sigh. She was gonna sleep well today. Her horn lit up, illuminating the tenebrous room in a blue hue. The sheets were embraced in the same blue glow and began to open, inviting her with all the warmth and comfort of a long-lost lover. Finally feeling at ease, Midnight slipped into the bed and wrapped herself in quite literally the softest embrace that she'd felt all day. Her eyes drifted shut and her mind eased. Sleep was only minutes away and Midnight could not contain her relief. A happy sigh escaped her lips as she drifted off to sleep, cozily nuzzling her pillow and signaling an end to the night's troubles. Midnight's eyes shot open.
"No, this has to be a dream. There's no way some pony could be knocking at the door right now. I just closed my eyes not 30 seconds ago. Maybe if I just don't answer, they'll go away. Or maybe some pony noticed me ditching work an hour early and wanted to check up on me. No, I made sure no one saw. That can't be it. What if it's the princesses and some pony reported me bringing a strange animal into my home? Surely the Royal Guard have checked us into the crash site by now. And they must have seen the spacecraft and knew that it was an alien life form in the immediate area."
Midnight was drawn from her thoughts by more knocking at the door. Groaning harshly, she rolled out of her warm, silky sheets and dropped to her hooves. She began the long trek out to the doorway, into the hall, and down the stairs towards the front door. Reaching the bottom of the stairs, Midnight's heart sunk and a pit formed in her stomach immediately upon seeing who was at her front door. As the mid-morning sun's light filtered its way through the windows on either side of the front door, a figure stood directly in the window to the right, causing Midnight's heart to stop. Standing there in the window was one of Celestia's royal guards. There was no mistaking it, from his golden plate armor to his snow-white coat to the spear resting against his shoulder. As Midnight and every pony else knew by now, where there was one royal guard, there were likely more. In this case, the others were likely right behind the door.
I still can't get over the fact that she's saying how he's cute. You know what? Maybe she's looking at his face and then he's gonna eat her out. I'm sorry for even bringing that up. Let's get on to our appropriate donators. Top donators are 630, Peter Coldhard, Jay Tinman, Darkside, Only One Thing, and Dash of Evergreen. Raiden, Narwhals, Black Moon Heart, Pastel Skies, Austin Roland, Crazy Color 557, Stu Hex, Sword Brother and Mordred, Omicron Library, Will, Chris Twinkie, Hadzasa, Riot Soul, Maverick, and many more fantastic people. Thank you all so much for watching this video and live life to the fullest.